It's 5:35 on Downtown. Let's talk a little baseball. Get on board the G&M Family Market phone line and connect with Tim Britton of the Providence Journal. Tim, good afternoon.
Sorry, Rich. I was hoping to talk a little bit about The Sopranos. You know, I took a college class on that show, so I think I'm well-versed also.
You took a college class on The Sopranos? Where did you go to school?
Duke University is a fine tradition of offering electives that on Italian culture.
See, that's why, I'm not just saying this, that's why you're the best Twitter follow among anybody covering baseball today, because you got that great Duke education, and by gosh, you use it.
I try my hardest to justify the expense of that education.
I'm sure your family is grateful for that. Let's talk about what's going on with this team. How's the anxiety level on Yawkey Way after last night?
Well, you know, it's amazing when you're in a September pennant race, just how quickly the emotions change, and especially when you're playing the teams that are immediately behind you in the standings, like the Orioles last night. You know, you go into that game and you're feeling pretty good about your chances to win with Rick Porcello on the mound, a guy who was undefeated at Fenway Park coming into the night and would pitch so well of late. And if the Red Sox win that game, they're up 3 on Baltimore, 3 on Toronto, and 5 on the Yankees. Instead, they run into kind of a buzzsaw with Kevin Gausman, the way he pitched last night for Baltimore. And now it's a one-game lead on the Orioles, only 2 on Toronto and 4 on the Yankees. And it's just so tight, and it shifts on a daily basis. So it's certainly a far cry from where we've been in recent September's past. So it should be a fun final 17 games here.
So I asked the question that probably John Farrell asks himself late at night. This team that can score seemingly a dozen runs every time they play the Oakland A's, why can't they manufacture runs in these close games?
You know, I think part of it has to do with the way the offense, you know, when they were scoring all those runs, especially in like May and June and early June, when they were just kind of battering teams, the lineup was so deep, 1 through 9. That's what separated the lineup for most of this year. Why it has been the best offense in the American League is the depth of it. And we've seen in the last couple months, last couple weeks really, that you haven't had that same 1 through 9 depth as guys like Jackie Bradley have struggled a little bit, Xander Bogaerts, Travis Shaw. So they can't kind of withstand the individual slumps the way they could earlier in the season when everyone else was hitting. So I think that's why you see it in those games. I mean, every team runs into this issue of trying to score against good pitching. I mean, watch the game last night. Like, Gausman was outstanding. His stuff was so good. He's throwing 98 on 120th pitch of the night. I don't really fault them for not scoring against him. They didn't have very many opportunities. There weren't a whole lot of mistakes that he made. But it is that they're going to have to start winning those games on a more regular basis down the stretch, because you're going to see a lot of them in September.
We're talking with Tim Britton of the Providence Journal. So a big series here with the Yankees. When you look at the pitching matchups over this series of games, do they seem to favor one team or the other?
Well, I think tonight the Yankees have to feel good about having Boston Hiro Tanaka out there. The way he's pitched, especially of late, he's right there with a guy like Rick Porcello and Justin Verlander and Chris Sale as a legitimate Cy Young contender the way that he's pitching this season. And Eduardo Rodriguez has pitched really well for the Red Sox, just not quite to that level over the course of the season. The next two nights for Boston, obviously play Buffalo tomorrow, is going up against Luis Tessa and then Brian Mitchell for the Yankees on Saturday. Those are opportunities for the Red Sox to maybe make some hay against those guys. So I think that's why this is such an important game for New York. If they lose the knock on the mound and then they've got two less experienced guys the next two nights, it could make for a long series.
Given the way the Red Sox played this week at home against the Orioles and how they played in their last two road trips, for this final couple of weeks of the season, does being home or away make all that much difference?
It's funny, we've made such a big deal of that road schedule really since the end of July, and they managed it well the way they played on the road. They won all three series on the last road trip. I think their record is over 500 on the road, not only for the season, but also over that stretch that we're talking about since the end of July. The Orioles have kind of had the Red Sox number at Fenway. I think they took 2 of 3 in each of their three trips here, and Boston's had a better record at Camden Yard, strangely, for two teams that play really well at home, to have that weird reverse split there. It'll be interesting to see how they handle this final three-city trip coming up in the division with Baltimore, Tampa, and New York, and see how they set themselves up for that final series against Toronto, whether it is the all-or-nothing series at home at Fenway Park on the final weekend of the year.
The bullpen has been so good so far this month. Are they the key for the next couple of weeks for this team?
Probably, yeah. you look at where they've come just in the last couple of weeks. You know, the return of Koji Uehara has really been a boost to the back end of the bullpen. Just a couple of weeks ago, we're trying to figure out who's going to pitch the eighth inning on a nightly basis. Is it Brad Ziegler? If the other team's got right-handers coming up, is it Clay Buchholz? Is it Robbie Ross or Joe Kelly coming up? And now there's a little bit more clarity there, where if it is a close game, you know you've got Kimball for the ninth, you know you've got Uehara for the eighth, then it's a little easier to match up earlier in the game with Ziegler and Ross against righties and lefties in the sixth, seventh inning. It's a little easier to plan out now for John Farrell than it was a couple weeks ago, and they know that really is what Uehara has done. Joe Kelly's also been encouraging. He's come up at the beginning of the month. Heath Embry gives him a little more depth on the right side. So there's a few more options down there, a few more good options for Farrell to turn to in those close games. And we've seen the bullpen really step up, even in the loss on Tuesday, pitching, giving up one run over seven innings, and I think two runs over six innings on Sunday to win over Toronto. We've seen the bullpen step up those days. It looked more like a strength than a weakness it was a few weeks back.
So four teams within four games of each other in the Eastern Division. Tim, if the Red Sox don't win the division, who do you think will win?
You know, all year long I've been saying that their chief competition in the division is Toronto. Coming into the year, the way the Blue Jays look and the way they pitched for so long this year, but they've clearly taken a step back lately. They've had, I think, 3-9 in the month of September. And Josh Donaldson, their most important player, is battling some injuries and maybe the worst slump of his professional career. So I'm tempted to go elsewhere, but I feel like I have to stick with the Blue Jays as a team that if they get it together, they're still the most dangerous team aside from the Red Sox. But if you look, if you're the Orioles, you're one game back, and you've got four with the Red Sox at Camden Yards next week. You got to feel pretty good about your chances there. And, hey, the Yankees have weathered a difficult schedule, and the moves they made at the trade deadline and have come out the other side. So if they can win 3 out of 4 this week at Fenway and then have the Red Sox coming back home to Yankee Stadium next week, they look like they're in pretty good shape. So it's shaping up to be quite the race in the AL East.
All right, Tim, before we let you go, well, let's get your scholarly thoughts on this then. Don't stop believing. What happened at the end of The Sopranos? What's your take on that?
You know, I think everything's fine, right? Just everything worked out for the best. I like to take my television shows. Everything worked out for the best for all involved.
So everybody just share those onion rings and kept on keeping on.
Always good.
Yeah, right.
Life goes on.
I like that very much. Hey, Tim, great talking with you. As always, enjoy the games tonight. We'll catch up with you again soon.
Oh, anytime. Thank you. That's